ball placement when she forced that swing. Second pitch ends up in a ball, so now we're at a 2-0 pitch count here in the second. Anya Brenholt, the pitcher, is at bat. Strike one. 2-1 in the count. You're just joining us. This is the first inning, top of the first inning, 0-0. We're at our second batter, one out. Screaming Eagles at bat. Swing and a hit. It's going to drop right in front of the left fielder. Should be an easy single for Anya Brenholt, and it is. And with that, the first hit and first player on base has happened today. Swamigan Screaming Eagles, Anya Brenholt is now at first base. All right, they're going to take a timeout. While that happens, I know they started a little bit early today, so I'm trying to catch up to everyone listening at home. I'd like to thank you for joining us here on 98Q Jack FM and 98Q Country, excuse me. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Stephen Jellin bringing you the game today here in Rib Lake as they are hosting the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. All right. Steal a base stolen attempt, and she's going to be safe. Anya Brenholt was able to beat the throw. And now we have a runner in scoring position for the Swamigan Screaming Eagles with only one out here in the top of the first inning. Angie Babu's at bat, shortstop for Swamigan Screaming Eagles. And we'll see what Week has here. Here comes the pitch. Little high, it's going to be ball. Give me one ball, zero strikes. Let me get ready for the second pitch here. Here it comes. Swing and it tips backwards. So that'll be a foul. That'll be strike on that as well. I'm excited to see what we have here today. I've been through talking with fans and both the dugouts. Both teams anticipate a very fair contest today. Either team can walk away with a win. When you have a doubleheader, not only do you need to perform right away, but you need to have a dugout that is full of girls that want to play today. So even if you don't get an opportunity in the first game, or not very many opportunities in the first game, you will get them in the second game because you can only have, you want fresh players, especially in a back-to-back doubleheader. All right. She's ready for the pitch. Here it comes. It's going to be high. Another ball. All right. Babu gets ready. Gets back in the batter box. As Week is getting prepped, she's looking at her pitching coach. Gets a signal. She's set her feet. Here it comes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That is a strikeout. Struck out swinging. And just like Swamigan got their first base runner on the second, Week got the first strikeout of the contest. With that, we've moved to two outs here in the top of the first inning as Rib Lake is looking to get their third. Hoffman is at bat. First pitch is going to be high and outside for ball one. As there's still a runner in scoring position at second base. Brenholt's there. When you have two outs, though, you can't really bunt or do a sack fly or anything. You need to get on base to try to push that runner home. Here comes the pitch. Going to be a hit. It's going to go right by the first baseman to the right fielder. Is that enough time for her to come around third? She's going, and she's going to make the easy run to home plate. Might have needed a slide, but Anya Brenholt had some wheels on her. And with that, we are no longer scoreless. The Swamigan Screaming Eagles are now leading 1-0 in the top of the first with two outs. We now have Hoffman is now at first base with an RBI on her stat sheet. Ooh, she thinks about stealing, but she doesn't, as the first pitch was high for a ball. We have ball one, 1-0 in the count. Two outs in the top of the first is 1-0, Eagles in the lead. Next pitch is going to be outside, ball two. Eagles have one base runner right now. They're at first base, but they have two outs. So they're going to have to string together some hits. They want to keep this going. Next pitch is going to be inside, but it was a beautiful strike right inside the batter box. It's a wonderful pitch. It's now 2-1 in the pitch count. All right, here comes the pitch. It is a foul tick. It is now 2-2. Good job to Week for fighting her way back in this this pitch count, as it was 2-0. Now it's 2-2. And advantage is now swung into Week's favor. Let's see if she can get out of this inning with a second strikeout. All right, she gets set on the mound. Base runner at first. Here comes the pitch. It's going to bounce off the ground. We're going to have a successful stolen base as the catcher lost the ball underneath her mitt. And so now we have a base runner that has advanced to second base. And we're looking at a full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, runner on second with Grinnell up to bat. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a hit. It's going to go right past the shortstop. She had an attempt at the ball. They're going to round third all the way to home. And with that, the score is now 2-0 on another single. Grinnell was able to battle her way through that full count and get a single. Great effort by the shortstop. I think the only way she gets that ball is if she full-on dives for it. But if she does that, she's not going to be able to deliver the ball to first base. Good. It just snuck on by. So with that, we move on to the next batter. This will be Haley Rauschenbach. And another errant pitch by Week, and it's going to go past the catcher. And with that, the runner on first base has an easy walk, easy stolen base, the second. So we're now at the third time we've told this story. Runner at second base, 2 outs in the top of the first. Eagles at bat. Here comes the pitch, inside ball, ball two. Count is now 2 balls, 0 strikes. All right, Week is going to have to just give up 2 runs, which it happens. You just got to get past that. You have 2 outs, so if she can just force a ground out here, they can get out of this inning. As soon as I say that, oh, it was swing and a miss. Thought that was grounded there for a second. It was not. So the count is now 2-1, 2 outs, top of the first, 2-0, Screaming Eagles in the lead against River Lake Redmond. Week getting ready. Here comes the pitch. It's going to go foul. So we now have 2 strikes. Count is back to 2-2. We get an opportunity here to get us out of this inning. She's looking at her pitch coach, receiving what she wants to do. All right, she's set. Here's the windup and the pitch. Inside, batter doesn't flinch. Takes a swing and it tips, and it's going to be foul. Count will stay at 2-2. Runner in scoring position at second base for the Swamp against Screaming Eagles with 2 outs at the top of the first inning here. Eagles have done a good job to keep battling. They're not intimidated by this 2 outs. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be, the ump called it a ball and a what looked to be a splitter almost, but it just was a tad too high before it started breaking down. So it is now a 3-2 count, full count, 2 outs. Here it is. Here comes the pitch. Right down the pipe. It's swung, and it goes foul. Ooh. Rauschenbach had a good eye on that one. She recognized she had to swing, because if she didn't, it was going to be a strikeout. So it was a foul, so it stays count at 3-2 count. Runner in scoring position at second base. Batter set. Pitcher set. Here it comes, Week. And the pitch could be high. That's going to be ball four. Take your base. Okay. Janae Sherwinski, senior, is going to be coming up to bat. Our left-handed hitter right now. As she's getting some practice swings before she enters the batter box, we now have a runner at second and at first here in the top of the first. The score is 2-0. Screaming Eagles in the lead here in Rib Lake. First pitch is going to be high, ball one. All right. Let's see if we can push our way through this inning. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be called high again. It's going to be 2-0 count. So far, Week has gotten to a 2-0 count, 3 batters in a row, but every single one of them, she has battled her way back to getting multiple strikes. She just needs to finish off one of these batters to end this inning. As I say that, she put one down the pipe, and we have a long hit to left field, and it is caught. Inning is over. The 2 outs is now 3. And with that, we'll be moving to the bottom of the first, and Rib Lake will have its first chance at bat. But before we do any of that, let's go to a 30-second ad break. Don't go anywhere.
checking accounts. That's right. Free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit Forward.Bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back here on 98Q Country. My name is Stephen Jellin, bringing you the softball, varsity softball game between the Rib Lake Redmen hosting the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles in a doubleheader today, back to back. Usually when you think doubleheader, you think one game and then a different game. No, no, no. These two teams are playing against each other twice tonight to make up for the rainout that happened on Tuesday. They were supposed to play in Shawamigan two days ago, but there was a lot of rain, and which we have needed. So there's no complaints here. I'm just happy I get to see a lot of baseball today. So with what happened, if you're just joining us, we are now moving into the bottom of the first, so you haven't missed much. Shawamigan Screaming Eagles were able to get multiple hitters on base and a couple RBIs off a single, so the score is 2-0. Shawamigan Screaming Eagles in the lead, and Rib Lake is now getting ready to do their first at-bat. And so, first one at-bat will be Gooms, who plays left field. I'm sorry, excuse me, not left field. She plays second base. I was reading her number is 7, not her position. So she's a second baseman. All right, here comes the pitch. Strike 1. Good pitch. All right. And Anya Brenholt will be the pitcher today for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. And we'll see what she has to offer today. Second pitch. It's going to be a line shot all the way back to center field, but it's low, bounces. That's going to be an easy single on the second pitch for the Screaming Eagles. What a shot by Goom. She basically saw that pitch coming, and she just ripped it right over the pitcher's head in between second and shortstop. They dropped right in front of the center fielder. Great hit. And we now have a runner on first base for Rib Lake. All right. Shy Tower is up to bat next. Number 2, because there's 2 Shy Towers on this roster. Her position, she plays a shortstop. Here comes the pitch. Ooh, she takes a rip at it, but it was inside. So even though it was a long hit, it went foul. Great swing. The ball placement, if she didn't swing, it would have been an easy ball, but she decided to. So it's going to move to the count to 1-1 here at this particular juncture. All right, here comes the pitch. Another hit going to the center fielder. Will she have enough time to field it? And she does. She barely catches it. Outstretched hands. Great play by, who is that now? Is that number 14? That is Addison Bablick with a great catch in the center field. So the runner will stay at first base. We're going to have one out here in the bottom of the first. Saitower got a great hit on it. It just traveled a little bit. Stolen base attempt, and she makes it. Great job by Gooms. And now we have a runner in scoring position for Rib Lake, as Nimi, the first base or the catcher, is up to bat right now. So that first pitch, we had in the steal. She didn't swing it. Ended up being a ball. So the count is 1-0 for Nimi. Here comes the pitch. She gets the bat on it, but it's going to stay foul. And the third baseman couldn't get underneath it in time, so it will fall harmlessly to the ground. The count is now 1-1. Okay, runner still at second base here in the bottom of the first. The score is 2-0 Eagles. Count 1-1. Here comes the pitch. Hit. It's going to go to the first baseman. Can she get it? No, she cannot. So we had, it was a line shot to the shortstop, and she tried to make a play on it to whiz it to first base, but she couldn't get control of the softball fast enough. And I don't even know if you would, maybe it goes down as an error on a stat sheet, but that was a lot harder. It's not like she dropped it. That thing was a missile. And so great hit by Nimi, who's now safe at first base off of that hit. Another shot. That's a high shot by number 14. Center fielder makes another play, and now we have two outs here. Before I could even announce that Chloe, I apologize for those that are going to hear me butcher this name. Kolomowick? This would be number six, who plays center field. Just got a huge hit, but it just floated, and the center fielder was once again able to make another play. Two outs here in the bottom of the first. Scores 2-0, Screaming Eagles. Batter is getting ready to enter the box. We are at Dolman. All right. I'm in a correction. This will be Scheitower, who's at bat right now. Okay. I apologize for that. Another hit. Man, Rib Lake is just getting great hits on the ball. They just can't get the distance on him. And Janae Shawinski was able to get that pop fly. And with that, the bottom of the first has come to a close as we'll be heading to the top of the second inning. Score is 2-0, Screaming Eagles in the lead here in River Lake. And we're going to take a one-minute ad break before we head into the second inning. Don't go anywhere.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back to Varsity Softball between the hosting Rib Lake Redmen having the Schwambing Screaming Eagles here. The score is 2-0, Eagles in the lead, as we are now at the top of the second inning. First pitch, I'm trying to see if, did the ump call that a foul tick or a ball? I don't know. It was right in front of me. I think it was a foul tick, but I'll be able to confirm that later in the at-bat. Either way, we had a kind of a tough first inning, a lot of hits, but at the end of the day, there could have been a lot more runs off a lot of those hits, but there really wasn't. Good defense was able to kind of staunch the bleeding there. Good team play. So it's... you can have way worse innings. She just needs to let that go by her and really focus on this inning. First, that was about to be a great play by the shortstop for the Rib Lake, and she brought the ball, went into her glove, and it fell out. And so that would be Scheitower just committed, I would say, the first error of this game. That was, there's really not an easy catch in baseball, but that was in her glove. So, Screaming Eagles catch a break there. They now have a runner on first here in the bottom of the second.